Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Soybeans and wheat futures fell on hard times in this week. Soybeans trading down 15 to 30 cents across the board here. Had the front month May down 25 at 14.08 and three quarters. November soybeans down 13 and three quarters at 11.75 and three quarters. And they skidded into the close, closing about 4 or 5 cents, or selling off 4 or 5 cents in the last couple of minutes of trading. And wheat futures also lower today. They've added a little bit of rainfall in the 2 week forecast, pressuring things there in the wheat futures. There's also some talk that Brazil was actually buying wheat from this Black Sea region or the Ukraine rather than here in the U.S., and that was enough to provide a little bit of weakness there. Of course, you've got the group of people saying that the technicals are overbought and the market needed to sell off or backfill, if you will, and fill in some of the sharpness in that last rally over the last month and a half. At any rate, here in the Southern Plains, as a wheat producer or wheat producing area, we need to be thankful that the market has rallied $1.60, and a lot of people are looking here and buying some put options, trying to protect themselves if the market does sell off. Remember, at the end of January, it was at $6.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Biggest news today is really regarding the cattle and then the grain demand on behalf of cattle. The on-feed report will be released this afternoon. On-feed, we're looking for 98.8% of last year, or 10.715 million head, 109.2% placed, and 96.7% marketed. Now, that was considered a little bit bullish for corn futures over the next few months due to the high placements. But on the offsetting side of that, we've had that hog virus that's eliminated close to 5 million hogs. And if each hog eats 9 bushels, you do the math, it ends up being a lot of around 50 million bushels. So, you can play both sides of that. We also have this March 31st USDA report, the stocks and acreage report. Most people are looking for the corn stocks to be just over 7 billion bushels at 7.112 billion bushels. And then we're looking for the wheat stocks to be just over a billion bushels at 1.036. And then the big numbers, I guess, would be the number of acres. We're looking for about 92 to 93 million acres of corn, which is a big drop off from last year. But beans are looking for somewhere around 83 million, which is a huge increase. So a lot on the table over the next 10 days.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were down 42 cents at 144 even. March feeders were up $1.40 at 175.02. And April lean hogs were up 87 cents at 125.67. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 10 and 3 quarters at 771 and a quarter. Chicago May wheat down 10 and a half at 693 and 1 quarter. Chicago May corn up half a penny at 479 even. And Chicago May soybeans down 25 cents at 1408 and 3 quarters. May cotton was up 113 points at 93.31 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.